AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Branch County Abstract and Title halftime report rolling on from here at Mendon High School. The Hornets lead the Bronson Vikings 24-9. Before we get to the scoring summary, an update from the WTVB scoreboard, and this is coming not that far from here out at Sturgis High School. Halftime of the Class B district final between Three Rivers and Sturgis. Of course, Three Rivers eliminated Coldwater Wednesday night, and looks like they're well on their way to eliminating Sturgis. They lead 26-6, Three Rivers on top of Sturgis at halftime.
Not really a surprise. Three Rivers just a dominating team, and with their two real big scores there, I just thought for sure they put Sturgis away in a hurry tonight.
Here at Mendon, the Hornets lead the Vikings 24-9, and here's how they scored. For the Hornets, Brooke Howard with 11 points, 9 of them coming in the second quarter. Grace Layton with 6, Jenna Griffith with 2, Sierra Furlong with 1, and Alexis Russell with 4. Those are the 24 that are up on the board for the Hornets of Mendon. Meanwhile, for Bronson, clear-cut and simple as they come, the scoring lines. Kelsey Robinson with 2, Skylar Sebesti with 7. Those are the 9 that they have. By the quarters, 12-5 in the first, 12-4 in the second, both favoring the Mendon Hornets.
Yeah, I thought, we look back at that first half, I thought defensively the Vikings came out with a pretty good game plan. They had Lewin on Brooke Howard to start the game. Brooke Howard, the big scorer for the Mendon Hornets. And she did a real nice job. Then she got a couple of quick fouls, and they had to switch off to Skylar Sebesti. Sebesti, again, did a pretty good job in her short period of time, but again, got in a little bit of foul trouble. And then Coach Andy Hand had to go in a different route defensively. Offensively, the Vikings, they just got to get somebody in the middle of the court against that 1-2-2 zone. They have nobody in the middle. They're just kind of playing into the defensive hands of the Mendon Hornets. They've got to be able to hit the shots when they do get them, and they haven't been able to do that. As even the easy shots around the basket, they haven't made so far tonight. So, I know that sounds easy, and I know Coach Hall would love to be able to do that. But for some reason, as of yet, the girls just haven't responded for the Bronson Vikings.
Be helpful to remind everyone the scores of the first two matchups this season between Mendon and Bronson. Back on February 10th, Bronson lost 47-40, and last Friday, Bronson lost here 50-34.
Well, I think, you could probably see Mendon has improved as the year's gone on. They're just, they're real patient on the offensive end. They made a few turnovers early in the game, but I think that was nerves. But the last 12 minutes, they didn't make many mistakes on the offensive end. And on the defensive end, they do a real nice job in that 1-2-2 zone. And I'll be honest, you don't see that often anymore. And Vikings are struggling with that a little bit. I don't know if that's what the Hornets played the first couple of times against the Vikings or whether they've changed up their defense coming into the night, but they've done a real nice job with it.
24-9, Mendon lead with Bronson at the half. Second half action coming up in a minute. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
No matter what time of year, Culey's Jewelry will help you say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond ring. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for their quality and beauty with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's is something for everyone. Has your old engagement ring started to show its age? Now is the time to bring it back to life with a new remount or refurbishing. The Culey's girls take great pride in their ability to recommend and revamp your aging jewelry into beautiful new pieces that will remain treasured keepsakes for many years to come. Stop into Culey's Jewelry today and see the many mountings and styles available for your precious stones. Culey's Jewelry, the best source for the best prices and service you expect. Downtown Coldwater since 1968.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Browns had ball to start the second half. They ran their offense, got the ball to Skylar Sobeski. Her jump shot from 10 just inside the free throw line off the back of the hoop. Here come the Menden Hornets leading by 15 here at the start of the second half, 24-9.
Well, Andy Hatt did come out. He did get a girl in the middle. They got a good look at the basket, but you still got to be able to make them. And as of right now, the Vikings still not shooting the ball real well.
Bounce pass comes inside to Brooke Howard. Shoots over Skylar Sobeski and gets a nice fast spin. Brooke Howard with 13 points now, and the Menden Hornets are threatening to run away from this. Here's a three-pointer off the front of the hoop. Does not go in for Kinsley Bluen. Here come the Menden Hornets.
Well, the Vikings got known.
Wide open, Jenna Griffith for three. Bounces off the back of the hoop whistle and a foul on the three-point shot. Wow.
Wow, and that's going to be, I believe that might be Bluen. Fourth foul?
Unfortunately, Quinn, you're correct. Her fourth foul is the team first the second half. And again, Jenna Griffith shooting three. First one, good. I think she might be, what, the second best or third best free throw shooter on the team?
Yeah, I believe you're right, Sean. I was going to look that up real quick.
Second one rolls off the hoop.
67% free throw shooter. That's pretty solid.
So Bluen will have to come to the bench coming in for the first time for the Vikings' Braylon Horde. Horde, a 5'6 senior. Third one bounces off the back of the hoop. So one out of three, that trip to the free throw line for Jenna Griffith, 27-9. Bronson trails Menden by 18. Sobeski sideline right with the ball being hawked by Griffith. That's Jenna Griffith. Now Horde, who started the game against Coldwater that we called about a month and a half ago. Gets the ball back from Robinson. Now up top, Baker for three. Bam!
Liz Baker,
maybe that's the
3-point.
Maybe that's the spark the Viking fans need. 27-12. Runner down the right baseline does not go in for Howard. Whistle and a foul underneath.
Jump ball.
I stand corrected. It is a jump ball. Hornets will get it on the alternate possession arrow. 6:11 left to play in the third quarter. 27-12 Hornets. The inbound comes to Furlong, now up top to Howard. Threw the ball away, unexpectedly looking for Jenna Griffith on the right corner, but she got tangled up with Kelsey Robinson inside the arc. Unforced turnover, let's see if the Vikings can take advantage and cut into the 15-point lead that Menden has right now.
Well, if you remember right, Sean, Liz Baker had a real nice game against the Cardinals when we played them.
Well, nothing happens here because the pass to Skylar Sobeski too long and off her fingertips into the Viking bench and back to Menden. So we trade unforced turnovers. The Hornets pushing the ball up the floor, leading by 15, 5:46 left to play in the third quarter.
Vikings staying that tough man-to-man defense.
Clayton up top to Brooke Howard. Of course, that hasn't done much to neutralize Howard. She has 13 points right now. Furlong inside to Howard. Double team on her, draws a foul, and will go up for two.
I think she spent a lot of time in this Menden weight room over here. She is just a real nice, strong ball player.
Grace Miles picking up her second foul, team second. And you have to figure it's a massive weight room, given all the success that Menden has had in football. I mean, take a look at all those banners.
It's amazing when
about
you look
two
around.
Two-thirds of them are for football.
And if you look at a lot of the others, they're track and wrestling.
Brooke Howard sinks both of her free throws and gives the Menden Hornets a 17-point lead, 29-12. Sobeski to Horde, left wing, wide right, rebound pile, foot back, overshot the hoop. Ball rolls off of Furlong's shoulder. We're going to get another jump ball. The possession arrow is going to point toward the Vikings. Some of the Viking fans underneath us are a little bit upset. Possibly should have been a foul.
Probably should have been a walk. She fell down with the basketball. You can't do that.
Inbound comes to Robinson. Get across court. Looking for Sobeski. Intercepted by Brooke Howard. Brooke Howard has number. Shoots over Robinson. Banks it in. Brooke Howard is starting where she left off in that second quarter. The Menden Hornets now lead 31-12, 4:56 left to play in the third quarter. Robinson bumped up top by Grace Layton. That will be her second team first of the second half for Menden.
Little touch foul out there.
Compared to some of the tough action going on underneath both buckets, right?
Yes, for sure.
Horrid inbound of the ball. It was off of Robinson's chin, and she did all she could to hang on to the ball. The Vikings retain possession. Sebeski cut off, looking cross-court, finds Baker, shoots from 10 and scores.
Liz Baker starting to get some good looks at the basket.
31-14, 17-point Menden lead, 4:30 left to play in the third quarter. Layton on the right wing, up top to Alexis Russell. Now Brooke Howard to reset with the ball. Sebeski comes out on her defensively, throwing the ball in traffic to Grace Layton, threading the needle and scoring.
Nice little backdoor cut there by Layton.
And give Brooke Howard the assist there, too.
Well, nice pass.
33-14, Hornets bounce pass. Sebeski, turnaround shot. Grace Piles lifts on the bucket for her. Off the back of the hoop, rebounded by Furlong. Our top of the key. Sebeski picks her up. Bounce pass coming to Russell. Give inside on the give and go. Off the glass. No good for Howard. Sebeski with a rebound for Bronson. Here she comes. She'll slow things up 35 feet away from the bucket to Horton. I'll kick it out to Robinson on the right wing. Up top, Sebeski launches a triple. Bricks it. Loose ball almost tracked down by Sebeski. It's picked up by Grace Layton. 33 for the Menden Hornets, 14 for the Bronson Vikings, 3:19 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Brooke Howard with a strong take, left baseline, yes, and one for her.
She's on a mission tonight in this district final. At 19 points on the night.
Chelsea Robinson picking up her first foul, team third. We see Lauren Sampson coming into the Hornet lineup for the first time. She's a 5'6 senior. Howard, dead solid, perfect from the free throw line tonight. 36-14. Menden now leads by 22. Michaela Sikorsky coming in for Bronson. Grace Piles to the bench.
We mentioned earlier, Howard, an 89% free throw shooter, 9-for-9 on the night.
She now has, if I'm doing my calculations correctly, 20 points for Menden. 36-14, they lead. Bronson ball. Sikorsky traveled. Showing a little bit of that rust, her first action of the night. Sikorsky for the Vikings is a 5'7 senior. Here comes Brooke Howard. Cut off on the right wing. Different person guarding her, Ratkowski. Slinging the ball inside, Alexis Russell misses, but she's fouled. Good. She's going to go up for a pair.
Real good court awareness by Brooke Howard there. Found the open young lady underneath the hoop.
Liz Baker picking up her third foul, team fourth for the Vikes. Just one up on the board for Menden. First of two from the free throw line, Alexis Russell in and out. First trip to the charity stripe tonight, coming with 2:49 left in the third quarter here at Menden.
48% free throw shooter.
Second one bounces. The ball tracked down by Baker. Ball poked from behind by Howard. I think they're going to give Howard the foul. Just her second, team second. She will come to the bench. Nice time for her to get a breather. Jackie Friel coming back into the Hornet lineup.
Yeah, with that big 22-point lead, don't really need her in there right now.
We might even see some of the call-ups from Menden's JV team see action tonight if Menden can hang on to this big lead. Currently 22-36-14, Sikorsky mugged at the top of the key by Jenna Griffith, and we're going to get a 30-second timeout called by the Bronson Vikings. Our coverage tonight brought to you by Shorts Rip Beer Stand. It's a shirt line of spring. Shorts is opening this Monday. Monday's special will be their locally famous double cheeseburger basket, Schertz Root Beer Stand. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Schertz Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago 3 Coldwater, where they are now accepting debit and credit cards.
Well, we won't have a hard time keeping the root beer cold on Monday. Another cold day.
Another cold weekend.
Yeah, another cold weekend, and I actually seen a forecast for 37 degrees a week from today.
I hope 37 sounds darn nice right
that
now.
It sure does.
Bronson Ball coming out of their timeout, trailing by 22. Kinsley Bluen came back into the lineup. Of course, she has four fouls, but I don't think Andy had as much choice at this point. Baker, three-pointer from the right wing, bounces, does not go in. Flying in for the rebound was Lauren Sampson. Bronson trying to rip the ball away.
I think Grace Pyle going to pick up. Grace Pyle going to pick up the ball. Her third?
Her third, team fifth. Menden will get the ball out of bounds in the backcourt. 36-14, they lead. 2:08 in counting left to play in the third quarter. Pass inside goes to Lauren Sampson. Turnaround shot off the back of the hoop. No good. Sebeski tracks down and hauls in the loose ball. Finds Kelsey Robinson. Picked up in the backcourt by Jenna Griffith. Gets across the timeline. Double teams on her now. Bounce pass to Bluen. Right wing shot by Sebeski is good for three.
Well, the Vikings are going to need a lot of those three-pointers to get back in this ball game.
A minute 31 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Sebeski trying to knock the ball away from Jackie Frio. Sebeski picked up the foul, her third. Team six. Brooke Howard will come back into the Menden lineup. Frio to the bench. Jenna Griffith inbounding and lofts it to Howard. Nice grab on the right wing. Moving to the corner, trying to feed Griffith inside. Griffith down on the ground. And another jump ball. The possession arrow pointing green and white with a minute 23 left in the third quarter. Menden 36, Bronson 17. Jenna Griffith to inbound. Assessing the situation. Finds Sampson on the bounce pass. Shot from the left blocks short for Howard. Ball taken away by Jenna Griffith. It's the footman.
Jenna Griffith with her second basket of the night, 5 points.
Menden now leads by 21, 38-17 as we count down to 1 minute left to play in the quarter. Bounce pass to Kelsey Robinson through her hands, taken away by Sampson. And here comes Brooke Howard. Howard, two-timed at the top of the key. Get the ball to Jenna Griffith. Now kick the ball to Layton. See if the Hornets slow things down here. Final minute of the quarter. A dribble drive by Howard. Get it out to the right corner to Sampson. Now right wing to Jenna Griffith. Right blocks. Howard loses the dribble, trying to get the ball back out to Griffith. Stolen by Kelsey Robinson. Got away with a high dribble. And is fouled on her take to the bucket by a trailing Lauren Sampson. That will be her first foul, just the team third from Menden. Robinson to the free throw line for the second time tonight. A couple of ugly misses in the first quarter.
A 39% free throw shooter on the year.
High rainbow hits the back of the rim. So it remains 38-17. Menden, 26.2 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Second one down up. That one rolls off the back of the hoop as well. Ball tracked down by Howard.
Under 20 seconds to go here in this third quarter.
Again, a 21-point lead. The ball thrown to the right corner. Sampson, nice give inside Howard off the back of the hoop. No good. Ball taken away by Grace Pyle. She keeps it inbounds. Baker with 8 seconds in the quarter. Get it to Bluen. Bluen down the middle. Runner off the hoop. No good. Ball taken away from Robinson underneath. Howard and Robinson. Wilson next breaking out underneath the bucket at the buzzer. wrestling finals over at Auburn Hills, girls. 38-17, Menden leading Bronson after three. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
It's a simple question.
You know a good place to eat?
And it has a simple answer. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. Actually, it's more than just a good place to eat. Sure, they offer choice Black Angus, seafood, and daily dinner specials, but they also have great drink specials, and they have 24 beers on tap, including Bell's Hop Slam and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Plus, you can enjoy live entertainment every Thursday night at Coldwater's premier steakhouse, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our broadcast. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Bronson Ball starting the fourth quarter. Their season about that long away from wrapping up unless they can make up a 21-point deficit. 38-17, blew in for three from the right wing. Bricks it wide left. Sampson tied up underneath, and we're going to get yet another jump ball possession arrow pointing back to Menden.
Well, for the Vikings to even get back in this, they got to make just about every three they take here towards the in the fourth quarter.
Bronson throwing out a man press. The Hornets able to break it. Jenna Griffith cut off at the elbow, trying to feed Tier Furlong inside. Couldn't haul the ball in. Bronson Ball, 7:36 left. Clock moving. They trail 38-17. Here's Bluen, up top being guarded by Leighton Alcibeski, cut off by a double team at the free throw line. Right wing to Liz Baker, double team on her. Now back out to the perimeter, intended for Sebeski, stolen by Grace Leighton. Hester from behind, her shot and layup in and out, but she gets her own rebound and the putback in traffic. Leighton has 10 points, and the Menden Hornets have cracked 40-17.
Menden has changed up their zone. They've gone to a 2-3 zone now, and Vikings trying to make those adjustments.
Alexa Ratkowski inbounding the ball, throws the ball to Kinsley Bluen out there with four fouls. Three-pointer launched by Skylar Sebeski. She's fouled by Jenna Griffith, and Sebeski is going to go up for three. Griffith's third foul is the team fourth. The clock has stopped with 6:54 left. First of three, good. First, Skylar. Still 40-18 with a miss on the second one. Braylon Hort will come in and spell Alexa Ratkowski. Third of three from the free throw line. Short, loose ball tracked down by Alexis Russell. Long throw ahead to Grace Leighton. Foul from behind. No, the traveling violation. Huge break. Otherwise, it could have been Bluen's fifth foul.
Shuffle that feet, trying to get ready to shoot.
Here come the Bronson Vikings trailing by 22. Bounce pass comes inside to Liz Baker. Immediately triple team by a swarm of Hornets. Now up top, Sebeski for three. Bounces, does not go in. Ball battles for, taken away by Brooke Howard. Brooke Howard has numbers. Nice feed to Gemma Griffith. Dip shoot scores.
Real nice job there by Brooke Howard running the break. Got the ball to out over there to Jenna.
Other end of the floor, ball knocked away. Bronson needs some help on the inbound. Finally finds Kinsley Bluen. To the left wing, it's going to come to Horde, hawked by Layton. Moving to the left corner, Grace Piles almost had the ball ripped away by Layton. It will be Bronson ball as Layton successfully knocks the ball away. 6 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter, 42-18 Menden. Long inbound tracked down by Liz Baker in front of the Bronson bench. Griffith slapping at it, will get it to Bluen. Bluen top of the key, bounce pass to Sebeski. Now up top to Horde, trying to feed Baker inside. It went through her wickets. And just like clockwork, everyone hits the deck. Jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to go back to the Vikes. Horde looking, finds Sebeski, cross court. Baker, the long two from the left wing, short loose ball track down by Horde. Trying to get it back outside. Bad pass. It's taken away by Layton on the run. Knocks on the defender. No call. 5-footer off the glass. No good. Ball back down on the ground. Taken away by Kinsley Bluen. Bluen on the run. Trying to beat the best. He inside it. Was knocked away by Jenna Griffith. Bronson will get the ball back. 5:24 left to play in the fourth quarter. They trail by 24. 42-18.
Hornets stay in that 3-2 zone.
Long throw, looking for Bluen. Well, it was a bad inbound. It was taken right away by Jenna Griffin, who had much better position there.
And the Hornets slow the ball down here.
They can afford to with a 24-point lead, 42-18. 5:08 left to play in the fourth quarter in this MHSAA Class C girls basketball district championship game. Sebeski puts a shoulder into Howard. That will be the fourth on Skyler. Seventh team foul against the Vikings. Back to the free throw line for Brooke Howard. She has been perfect from the stripes all night long. Piles to the bench. Michaela Sikorsky coming in for her. The kinesio tape on the right shoulder of Brooke Howard starting to come off a little bit. First free throw looked a little ugly, but she got a nice roll and will get the bonus. She now has 21 of Menden's 43 points. The Hornets lead by 25, 5:04 left. Second one looks a whole lot better going down and coming out of her hand. Menden taking a full timeout, 5:04 left, 44-18 Hornets. Back in a minute, you're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, end of the third quarter, Three Rivers leading Sturgis 41-16 in the Class B district final out at Sturgis. Here at Menden, the Hornets lead Bronson 44-18 with 5:04 left. It's looking more and more like Menden will be advancing to the Class C regional at Hillsdale next week in a little under 5 minutes of game time. Improving their record to 18-2, Bronson would end their campaign at 12-9. The Vikings just ran into a buzzsaw defensively here by the name of the Menden Hornets.
Wow.
Plus, Brooke Howard is your usual steady self. She scored 22 points so far, and we get another jump ball. I think we've had more jump balls here in this game than we may have seen all season long calling Coldwater boys games.
They have a tendency to have a few more jump balls than the ladies part of it, but No, the Mendon Hornets just done a nice job on both ends of the court. Real patient on the offensive end. Defensively, just been real steady all night long.
Couple of pump fakes by Alexis Russell on the left corner. The ball comes back out top to Grace Layton. She's at the end at the center court circle.
Lisa Griffith called that last time out. Just said, don't foul. Play smart basketball. Take care of the basketball. And
here's a shot off his elbow by Layton. Bounces. And tell you what, when the bounces are going your way, like they are with Mendon, and they get a steal from the Brompton Vikings off the bad long inbound pass. Jenna Griffith came up with that steal. 46-18. Pass goes inside to Brooke Howard. She tracks it down, tries to split the double team, and draws contact. Back to the free throw line for her. Michaela Sikorsky picking up her first foul. Team 8 back to the free throw line for Brooke Howard. 11 of 11 from the stripe tonight. Just like that, her first miss of the game. The clock is stopped with 3:46 left. 46-18, Mendon on top of Bronson. Second one, wrecked it short. Liz Baker comes up with a loose ball despite a couple of Hornets going over her back. Here come the Vikings. Blue one, coast to coast. Off the back of the rim, no good. Ball tracked down by Baker, by Horde. They both fall out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Hornets with 3:33 left.
It's not a good night when you got two girls going up to the ball on the same team. They both fell over each other, and the ball rolled out of bounds.
Howard inbounds the ball to Russell. Still in the backcourt as the Vikings are throwing out a press. Howard had the ball poked away from behind. She manages to get the ball to Jenna Griffith on the left wing of the front court. Now up top to Layton. Layton backing the ball out of the Vikings. They went to a 3-2 zone.
No, they're just in that man-to-man.
Just scratching it out,
yeah.
Right? Runner down the middle of the lane. Bank shot good for Grace Layton. Layton with 14 points now, and the Vikings are now down 30, 48-18. Three-pointer line drives it short for Sebeski. She gets the ball back. She's fouled. Jenna Griffith picking up her fourth foul. Hannah Hoover coming in to the game for the Vikings for the first time tonight, a 5'4 junior. Skylar Sebeski comes to the bench probably for the final time tonight as we're going to start to see the emptying of both teams' benches. The Hornets lead by 30. The pass goes inside. Liz Baker blocked by Russell. And the loose ball tracked down by Howard. Brooke Howard across the timeline. The feed inside. Russell's fouled.
Nice look inside there by Brooke Howard. Found the open Mendon Hornet underneath the basket as Alexis Russell will go to the line for two.
And Kinsley Bluen fouls out of the game. Nice round of applause as she comes to the bench for the final time this season. She is a junior, so she will be back for the Viking basketball program. Coming in for her will be Kelsey Robinson before Russell takes her free throws. Britt Howard coming to the bench, probably going to be for the last time tonight. First of two from Russell is good. The Hornets now lead by 31. Lauren Sampson coming in as Sierra Furlong comes to the bench. Second one off the hoop, no good. Liz Baker's fouled from behind. We're going to go. Out of bounds. Layton picking up her third foul.
Number 50.
Jackie Rangel, late season call off for the Bronson Vikings coming in. And meanwhile, for Lisa Griffith, the head coach of the Mendon Hornets, she's going to her bench. It's all substitutes out on the floor right now. they're doing just as well as the starters are, as Friel gets a steal. My poet and I didn't know it. Jenna Griffith, a long starter out there on the floor for Mendon. 2:18 left. They lead by 31, 49-18. Samantha Griffith to cousin Rachel. I'll check at Jenna. Wouldn't surprise me if there was a Rachel Griffith somewhere in the Mendon program. Friel on the back right corner. She moves to the top of the key with a ball. Under 2 minutes left, 49-18. Mendon is going to get the W in advance to the Hillsdale Regional. Bounce pass stolen by the Bronson Vikings. Unfortunately, the girl that got the steal trips herself up. Ball on the left sideline. Samantha Griffith. Pass deflected and stolen by the Bronson Vikings. Down on the deck. The ball is knocked away from behind. It will be Mendon ball. As we start to see a little bit further into the bench, Jenna Gales coming in for Mendon. A call up from their JV team. And timeout is called by Bronson. Minute 29 left. Mendon Hornets leading the Bronson Vikings 49-38. The competition is finished for nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes. We're vying for 32 $1,000 college scholarships through the NHSAA Scholar Athlete Award, sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance. Check out the NHSAA website for a complete list of finalists and scholarship recipients. Applications for students graduating during the 2014-15 school year will be available exclusively on the NHSAA website in the fall. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Right now on the floor for the Bronson Vikings, who have already broken out of their huddle following the timeout. It looks like a mixture of girls that come off the bench normally for Coach Andy Hatt and JV call-ups.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, man. As we talked the other night, it's always tough that last ball game on the kids and also on the coaching staff. There's a lot of these girls, a couple of them anyway, last time they'll be seeing action here on the basketball court for the Vikings.
Talking about Braylon Horde, Liz Baker, Grace Miles, and Michaela Sikorsky. Brandy DeLue now in for Mendon. Sabrina Griffith and Megan Zenmaster also in for the Hornets. Again, these are all JV call-ups. Mendon with a 31-point lead. They're going to advance to the Hillsdale Regional next week. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score will wind up being. Bounce pass comes to the right wing to Jenna Gales. Now Samantha Griffith, that Zen Masters pass inside block. We get a whistle and a Mendon foul. Zenmaster with her first foul, team seventh for what it's worth. Bronson now on the bonus. Kelsey Robinson getting ready to shoot 1-1. She is 0-4 from the stripe so far tonight.
If she can knock a couple down here,
the
young
clock
lady.
Clock stopped with 53.7 seconds left. It's a rainbow, and it draws the front of the iron to Lou with a rebound. Here come the Mendon Hornets, 43 seconds left. They lead by 31, 49-18. Looks like we see the four seniors getting ready to check in for the Bronson Vikings, I guess, for one last curtain call.
Looks like it. See what happens here.
Kelsey Robinson picking up her second foul, team 10th, as we see. Lauren Sampson up the free throw line. First of two is good. Her first point of the game. Again, a final curtain call for the four seniors on this Bronson squad. Braylon Horde, Liz Baker, Grace Piles, and Michaela Sikorsky coming in. They're going to play their final 33 and a half seconds of basketball in Bronson uniform. second was good. I think, was that Samson or Samantha Griffith that got those free
throws? Samson.
What I thought, Sikorsky's 17-footer is an air ball. Ball's going to go back to Menden. Bronson tried to save it, but no dice. Braylon Horde now being able to check in for the Bronson Vikings. The inbound comes to Jenna Gale. She's still in the backcourt. Horde trying to foul her. The give instead is going to go to Megan Zinmaster. Gets across the timeline. Oh, not quite. 10-second call. Seconds left. The inbound will come to Bronson's Alexa Ratkowski, who also checked in. They'll get it to Liz Baker. Dribble drive. She is fouled before the shot went into the cylinder. Samantha Griffith picking up her first foul, team 8. Baker up to the free throw line with just 2.3 seconds left.
Liz Baker, the best free throw shooter on this ball club, 75%.
Misses on the front end of the 1-1. The rebound picked up by Samantha Griffith. Close is found. Game over. And Menden wins the district title, running away. 51-18, the final score. That's not right, is it?
Yep, 51. Vikings only scored one in that last quarter.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit of a tough night shooting the basketball for the Vikings tonight.
And that one was a free throw by Skylar Sobeski. So we get all the congratulatory handshakes at center court, and now we've got some hardware to hand out for this group of Menden Hornets who are advancing to the Hillsdale Regional next Tuesday.
The district Class C champion, the Hornets of Menden High School. Oh, nice deal to win a district championship there in your own gymnasium.
Number 2, Jenna Gales. First naming off the reserves on the team, Jenna Gales. Megan Zinmaster.
Number 34, Sabrina Griffith.
Sabrina Griffith.
Number 40, Randy DeLue.
Randy DeLue, the 4 JV call-up, who got to play about a couple minutes near the end of the contest.
Thankful. Little chance for them to play.
All four of them being sophomores. Now we're bringing in the 2 juniors on the squad. Jackie Friel.
And the senior, number 3, Brooke.
And Rachel Frisby. Biggest round of applause coming for Brooke Howard.
Grace Layton.
Now Grace Layton coming in.
Grace Layton with a real nice ball game tonight with 14 points.
Number 12, Samantha Griffith.
Samantha Griffith.
Number 14.
Samantha didn't score tonight, but had a real nice floor game.
Danielle Parsons, who actually was on the shelf, still in her warm-ups.
Number 24, Sierra Furlong.
Lauren Sampson, Sierra Furlong, and last but not least, Alexis Russell.
Alexis Russell with 5 points, but a ton of rebounds for the Hornets tonight.
Lisa Griffith accepting the championship trophy from her co-athletic director here at Menden. Oh, we heard that the Menden Hornets are going to be taking on the winner of the East Jackson District. That's either Concord or East Jackson. That's going to be coming up. Let's see, when will that be coming up? That will be coming up
next Tuesday
at 7:30, the second game of a regional semifinal doubleheader out at Hillsdale. The other half of the bracket, the winner of the Damsville-Springport game will take on either Adrian Madison or Pittsburgh. Again, the Bronson Vikings, they end their season at 12-9. Menden improves to 18-2. Again, your final score from here at Menden, the Hornets 51 and the Bronson Vikings 18. Back with our postgame after this. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home. Make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995. Spring is just around the corner, and now is the time to own a Traeger, the number one selling wood pellet grill from Nottawa Gas. You'll find smoking hot deals on the Junior, Little Texas Elite, Texas, and other select models with up to $100 in mail-in rebates. With a Traeger, you'll have no more mess and no more flare-ups. Stop into Nottawa Gas today in Nottawa or Tekonsha and take advantage of up to $100 in mail-in rebates today, or visit them online at NottawaGas.com.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue, just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Menden High School. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, the Menden girls basketball team, just now breaking out of their huddle at center court circle where the obligatory pictures having been taken. It was all Hornets here tonight, 51-18. All three games that Menden and Bronson have played against each other this season have been won by the Hornets, with each succeeding one more dominating than the previous.
Yeah, and it was pretty dominating after that first 3-4 minutes tonight. Menden just kind of took over, did a great job on the defensive end the first half, and were patient offensively and built that nice lead up, and then just kind of put it away there in the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter was all Menden. So, real nice ball club for the Menden Hornets. With a real solid player in Brooke Howard, who had 22 points tonight, probably 9-10 rebounds. But she's got a good cast of crew around her with Grace Leighton and a couple other girls there. Alexis Russell is a real nice inside player who did a nice job defensively and rebounding the basketball.
Let's go over the scoring summary first for the victorious Menden Hornets, who improved to 18-2. And again, we'll take on either Concord or East Jackson Tuesday night in the regional semifinal out at Hillsdale. Brooke Howard led all scorers with 22 points. As you mentioned, Grace Leighton with 14. She also got into double digits. Then Jenna Griffith with 7. Lauren Sampson with a couple of free throws. Sierra Furlong with a free throw. And Alexis Russell with 5. Those are the 51 that are up on the board for the Menden Hornets. Meanwhile, for the Bronson Vikings, whose season ends at 12-9, Kelsey Robinson with 2. Liz Baker with 5. And Skylar Sebeski leading the purple and gold with 11. Those are the 18 that they have. By the quarters, 12-5 in the first, 12-4 in the second, 14-8 in the third, and 13-1 in the fourth, all favoring the Menden Hornets.
Yeah, just a tough night shooting the basketball for the Lady Vikings. And when you play a team like Menden, you better come to shoot the basketball. And they didn't tonight, and they didn't get any good bounces either. So between not shooting the ball well and then not getting any favorable bounces throughout the evening, it was just a real tough day shooting the basketball and for all the Lady Vikings tonight.
We'll see if we can get a word with Bronson head coach Andy Hatch before we sign off tonight. Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game, so learn what to look for. Visit the NHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. We'll go ahead and take this one-minute break for McDonald's of Branch County and then name our McDonald's player of the game.
If you're anything like me, you want to give McDonald's a big hug. You'd probably kiss him if your lips weren't busy with those mighty wings. The spice has your eyes welling up. The price is making you feel like crying tears of joy. 5 hot, juicy, irresistible chicken wings for $3. Mmm! Hot spice and price? It's obvious you're feeling that. Now everyone else should too before they're gone. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day. Even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Well, their final McDonald's girls basketball player of the game for the 2013-14 season tonight for the Bronson Vikings, it's got to be Skylar Sobeski.
Oh, yeah, Skylar came out. She, did a pretty good job at 7 points at halftime, only picked up 4 in the second half, did hit a 3 there in the third quarter. I know she had 7 rebounds in the first half, and I know she had 4 or 5 there. I kind of lost track in the second half, but a nice double-double for her. She's kind of been the mainstay of that offense all year long. I think coming into the night, averaging about 13 points a game, but a nice solid game for her. She also drew the defensive on Brooke Howard until she got in a little bit of foul trouble. So we'll name Skylar Sobeski our McDonald's player of the game tonight.
The men and Hornets ending the Browns and Vikings season 51-18, and that, of course, puts a wrap on our girls' basketball coverage for the season here on AM 1590. And FM 95.5, WTVB, and WTVBAM.com. Just look for the Listen Live link on our webpage at WTVBAM.com. And scoring updates from the WTVB scoreboard in the Class B district out at Sturgis. Three Rivers got the win tonight. Final score 49-30. They beat Sturgis, and they move on to regionals next week. Some other scores from around the area. Decatur beat Schoolcraft 46-41 in the Lawton district. And the Class A, in one of the Class A districts, Kalamazoo Central, remember they had to forfeit 10 of their games because they had an ineligible player. But they have a Miss Basketball candidate on their roster in Asia Robeson, and they won their district by beating Niles 32-22. You and I actually saw Niles during the Coldwater's Holiday Hoops tournament.
Yeah,
that's
so
a pretty decent team there, too.
You betcha they were. They were quick.
The Class B girls basketball district at Benton Harbor. The Tigers currently lead Stevensville Lakeshore 60-46 with 1:31 left.
Never thought I'd hear you say the Class B Benton Harbor Tigers. Hard to believe they're a Class B team. Looks like they're going to get a Class B girls district anyway.
A district title. No word yet on the Parchment Harbor Creek Class B district championship game. Let's move on and talk about next week's Class B boys basketball district at Three Rivers. Coldwater will play in the first round against Edwardsburg. They played for the Wolverine Conference Championship last night, Edwardsburg did, and lost to state-ranked Oxego. So we're getting in Edwardsburg, a pretty decent opponent for the Cardinals on Monday night.
Yes, we are. They have a couple of real good ball players. They show a lot of quickness on the court. But I think the Cardinals will come out. I think the Cardinals will give them all they want. And I think our kids are ready to to put together a good night, hopefully, and if we can get off to a good start, score some baskets, you never know what will happen.
This coming from your viewpoint as the JV head coach and one of the assistants that helps out Brian Kelly on the varsity.
Yeah, I think we come out, we're going to play tough defense. It's just a matter of getting the shots to go down. And I think one of the things that's going to be nice is we're going to have Luke Stempien in back, and Luke's going to be able to probably play a few more minutes. He did get about 4 or 5 minutes in the other night, so he came through that unscathed, and hopefully we can get Luke back in the lineup and get him, maybe 18 to 20 minutes, and that'll make a real difference for the Cardinals. He's been kind of our go-to guy early in the season, and hopefully that'll kind of spur everybody on, and we can maybe sneak a victory out of there.
Another scoring update from the WTVB scoreboard, this time coming from Coach Ken Delaney, serving as a band parent. We just got word that the Coldwater High School Symphonic Band, Straight Ones, at District Band Festival tonight in Three Rivers. The concert band will play tomorrow morning, so congratulations to Katie Jewell, Aaron Wood, and everybody involved with the Coldwater Band. Straight Ones for the Symphonic Band tonight at District Festival at Three Rivers. Of course, the Coldwater basketball team will be going to Three Rivers to play Edwardsburg to open up district play. Al Rackesy will join me, Mike Side, from the Three Rivers High School gym. It's a 7 o'clock tip. We're on the air at 6:30 on Monday night. We hope you can join us coming up this weekend here on WTVB. It is the second race of the NASCAR Sprint Cup season. The profit on CNBC 500, taking place at Phoenix International Raceway on Sunday. Our on-air coverage will be coming up beginning Sunday at 2. That's a story from here at Mendon High School. We hope before we leave to be able to get some comment from Andy Hatt and have that for you tomorrow with WTVB News and Sports with Jim Whelan. But for now, from Mendon High School, for Justin Lobshire back in the WTVB studio, and for my broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Hornets. They win the Class C girls basketball district that they hosted by pummeling Bronson, 51-18, the final score. Until Monday from Three Rivers, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.